Gary Thompson in for Dave Weston with Katie Rent
and Kobe James. Good morning, Kobe.
Good morning, you guys. It's great to be here.
Oh, we're so glad you made it at the long elevator in Cityplex Towers.
It is a beautiful building. Let me tell
like
you.
It?
I do. The gold, the 70s vibe. It's great. It's cool.
Hey, gold is back.
Hey, gold is back.
I've been described like that. Gold and 70s vibes. And that's fantastic. Man, dude, we are so excited about your show tonight with Brandon Heath. Have you ever opened for Brandon Heath before?
I did one little event with him once in a small farmhouse in Columbia. So it was a really random thing, but he's a great guy, and I'm really, really excited to be there.
But we're really excited to have you. Man, let me tell you what, we've got some questions from our listeners.
Well, you know, our listeners are just amazing, Kobe. They just love Christian music so much. They love your new song. And we asked, hey, if you have anything you want to talk to Kobe about, let us know. So are you ready?
I'm
just
going
to jump right in with some questions. Okay, first of all, let's see what we got here. Oh, Brian, he wanted to know how old you were when you wrote your first song. So are you still 19?
I'm still 19.
You're
yes.
still not? I thought, well, maybe you turned 20.
No. Still young and still a teenager.
Okay.
But I wrote my first song when I was 7 years old, and it was actually inspired by Casting Crowns' song, Own Worst Enemy.
Oh,
I loved
wow.
Casting Crowns growing up. They were a big influence to me. And that was just kind of where I was listening and what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great answer. So Casting Crowns is one of your favorite groups?
They are. And funny enough, I actually just got lunch with Mark Hall like the other day.
Yeah.
And it was pretty surreal. I'm not going to lie.
Isn't he hilarious?
Yeah. He is one of the funniest dudes I've ever met.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great.
Such a great heart. Didn't Grace have a question? Grace had a question. She wanted to know what your hair care regimen is.
What's your favorite hair products?
Yeah. Oh, man. I honestly don't even use hair products. I just wake up and I shower and then I let it
and
kind of...
And you look like that.
I just let it kind of do its thing.
You young people with your keratin game. I mean, all your keratin and your hair looks great. People who don't have to work for their, you know, success kind of make me sick, honestly.
Oh, Gary. Okay, one more question
right.
for now anyway. You're not off the hook yet, Mr. Kobe. This is from Trina. Let's see what she said. It's kind of similar to the other one from Brian. At what age did God call you to sing, and when did you act on it?
Yeah, I would say God called me to sing at around 15-ish.
Oh, okay.
I started writing music around then and really fell in love with it, but it wasn't until like 15, later on being 15, that I fell in love with Christian music. I was actually driving in the car with my dad to a class. He was taking me to one of my school classes, and he was like, hey, man, there's no one really doing anything in Christian music like you're doing. And, you know, you lead worship and that's kind of where your heart is. And have you ever thought about that? And I was like, I haven't really. And then that next day I wrote my first Christian song and I fell in love with it.
Kobe.
So cool.
Well, I think people are falling in love with you right now. And we're looking so forward to the show mm-hmm. tonight. We're going to get back to some more music here. And then a little bit later on this morning, just a few minutes, we're going to play Brand New and get your thoughts about that, okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
This is amazing.
Kobe, you want to introduce your song here on KXOK?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to see if you can do that.
Okay, well, Brand New is a song that I'm very passionate about. It was one of my favorite songs I wrote last year. I ended up writing about 150 songs last year.
What?
Because I wasn't touring. So that was the best part about it, was that I was able to just write and be creative. And in November, we came in, we had this idea for this song that I was really, really passionate about. I was thinking about how we talk a lot about salvation in Christianity and in CCM as well. We talk a lot about that switch from being dead to life and mm-hmm. all that. But I really thought it was cool how every single day his mercies are new every morning. And that's a beautiful thing, and how we need to talk about that more. And
yeah.
So going in, I was like, let's celebrate in that. Let's be joyful in that. And I wanted to write something that was just joyful and made you feel good on the way to work and on the way to school.
Yeah.
Because I'm a joyful person. And
you are.
I try not to be, but so like moody in my music, because it doesn't really reflect me very well.
Right.
And so that's Brand New. And it's something that I'm just super excited about.
Well, all right. Let's hear it.
Brand New from Kobe James in concert tonight. Charlie Young Event Park, 8 p.m. in Bixby with 94.1 KXOJ. This is groovy.
Traded all my dark for the light. Traded all my blindness for sight. Traded all my pain for the gain. Got a key to the gate and a seat at your table, yeah. I look up and I can see it got me where I wanna be. Every single part of me becoming something heavenly. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You've come
called being two. Every day's a new beginning. My heart's like a church choir singing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, said goodbye to all of my stains. Like my soul got a fresh coat of paint. And I know I won't be the same. Won't go back again. No, never, no way. And I can see it got me where I wanna be. Every day you're working and you're doing something good in me. Ooh. You make me brand new. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You call me in tune. Every day's a new beginning. My heart's like a church choir singing. It's like I'm rising up from the water, living in the light. You've called me into. Every day's a new beginning. My heart's like a church choir singing.
You make me brand new.
Oh, Kobe James, 94.1 KXOJ. It's so fun to watch you listen to your own song. You got a big old smile on your face.
I'm excited. Come on now.
You should be excited. It's a beautiful song. You can hear that live tonight at a Charlie Young event park out in Bixby. It's free, by the way. Kobe will jump on stage about 8 o'clock. So we loved hearing your heart behind the song. And Gary, you asked him a great question a few minutes ago. It's like, so you're from North? Uh-oh. North Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to say,
is it South Carolina or North Carolina?
They're the same thing.
Oh.
But don't tell them I said that, but they're the same thing.
So now you're living in Nashville?
I'm living in Nashville now. I actually moved the week that the pandemic started. So I moved in, my parents moved me in, and then they left, and then the world shut down.
Wow.
And it was freaking my mom out. My mom was terrified because her little baby boy is in Tennessee, far away, far from home, and she can't be there. And it was a strange time, let me tell you. And it was a lot of like Zoom writing. So I know Zoom became everybody's standard. Well, mm-hmm. Zoom became the music industry standard too. And so everybody was Zoom writing, and it was the most chaotic, dysfunctional thing ever.
Wow.
But there were some great songs that came out of it, and I was so blessed that in a lot of ways I didn't tour the first year because knowing the industry, I would be touring every day of the year if it hadn't been for COVID.
Right.
And so in a way, I was so blessed that I was able to get those songs out because it led me to Brand New and it led me to some of the songs that are coming out right now. And I think that's such a praise and such a blessing.
Well, I mean, that's the nature of God. Take something that's kind of janky and turn it into something that's from janky to juice, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh! You know, we're hearing a lot about that, Kobe, about the great songs that are coming out of that shutdown time. And I just feel for your mom. I mean, you're 19 years old, and I can just imagine. So I'm sure she's so honored to know what good came out of that tough time for mom. So
That's right.
We are so excited about this show tonight. Kobe, I can tell you're excited, too.
Oh, I'm stoked. I can't wait to play for real people.
There's a lot of real people in Bixby.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be fun. It's a free show. By the way, if you're worried about parking, don't be. There's plenty of parking. Jump on our website, and there's a map there, and it'll just lead you to it. So come out early, get your lawn chair or your blanket, and come out and stake your claim. We'll be by the flagpole, right, Gary?
Right by the flagpole. And thank you to Nelson Mazda sponsoring the concert tonight. So we got some rapid-fire questions here we're going to do, right?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right,
I'm ready.
I see you came in with coffee, so we already know that you're a coffee guy.
I sure am. That's right.
You get that Starbucks?
I love Starbucks.
Did you get it there?
I didn't get it there. I got Chick-fil-A's coffee.
It's
not great, not going to lie, but you know what? Hey. It's the Lord's chicken, but it is not the Lord's coffee. Let me tell you. It's not doing it for me.
That may be the funniest thing I've heard all week.
I love that so much. All right, Kobe. You ready for some rapid fire?
I'm ready.
Okay. Cat or dog person?
Dog, absolutely.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name? We had Tootsie and Dixie.
So. I love that. All right. I love it. How many keys are on your keychain?
Too many.
Too many?
So, yep. I couldn't tell you a number.
Relatable.
All right. What's your favorite board game?
Oh, man. I love cards. I love playing like any kind of card game. There's
no
so much
no
fun.
Boards? No,
no
board.
No board games.
No board
really.
Games. Okay. You can do that. Favorite sport to watch?
Oh, basketball for sure.
You live basketball?
For sure.
Been watching the Olympics?
I have been a little bit.
Okay,
we've been
so they're taking on France.
Terrible
this
year.
No, they're taking on France.
Are they?
I
missed it recently.
I know. If you miss like one night of it, it's like it all turned around.
Because
so.
There was a moment there where I was like, wow, I thought this was our sport.
I know.
But it's not right now.
I think the game's tonight, just saying.
I'm
but we won't
watch.
Be watching that tonight.
That's right.
All right. When I say the word fruit, what do you think of?
I think of VeggieTales, oddly enough. So I don't know what that is. I don't know what that's about.
Oh,
but.
I love it.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Probably blue or red.
You got blue on.
Okay. Blue on.
All right. So all week long, we've been talking about, well, my regular co-host Dave Weston is on vacation. He said to tell you hello, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not hurt at all that he's not here. It's fine. I'm kidding.
No. Gary Thompson's here, but he's at the beach, and
that's
he
so
loves
fun.
The beach. I'm more of a mountains girl. You like the, I can't remember, Gary.
I'm kind of a mountains dude, you know.
Okay, yeah. What about you? Mountains or beach?
I love the mountains more than the beach, probably,
okay.
But I love the lake. I'm a lake guy.
Oh, okay. Well, you're happy around here in Oklahoma then.
That's right. Yeah. I love a good lake.
Kobe, we're having such a good time getting to know you. And the show tonight, we're going to hear your brand new song, but we're also going to hear some other music. And you were telling us about this song. Well, you tell us about 3 years old.
Yeah, so this song is one that I wrote a while back. I actually wrote it when I was still living at home. And it was kind of in that season of change when I was about to move. But my brother was actually out of town, and I just was really like thinking about him and reflecting on my childhood before I moved, because I was just like, I mean, that house that I grew up in, it's just like, wow, the memories that I had there is absolutely insane. And so I was just writing this. I just started writing, and I was just writing to write. I was like, let's write something that just helps me get something out. And I wrote just about, like, the first verse is about, you know, meeting my little brother. And if you listen to the song, there's the intro. Is a home video, a family video.
Oh.
And it's of me meeting my little brother, like the day I met him in the hospital.
So you're how much older than your little?
3 years older than
him. Oh, well, of course you are.
Yes.
So you're 3 years older than your baby brother.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
And so the chorus is just about the give and take and the friendship that is shared when you're a brother with somebody, but and how, like, you know, normally, more often than not, you are polar opposites. Like,
yeah.
You just are. And it's crazy. You can come from the same people, but be such opposites. And
wow.
We are such opposites. We're in the song, I say we're fire and ice. And that is a true statement. I mean, we are. But with that comes some really cool things. Like, we relate in so many ways together too, because, you know, we have the same sense of humor, and it's just a beautiful thing. And he's one of my best friends, and I miss him. That's one of the hardest things about leaving, is that I miss him so much.
Well, here it is. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. So this is 3 years old on
KXOJ.
You were glued to my side at 10 years old. Oh, whoa. All about who was faster and had all the Legos. I had the blue lightsaber and well, you always had Darth Vader's, cause I always was the hero and well, you were always what I was, and you were my little sidekick, yeah, 10 years old. We go through phases and yeah, we fight sometimes. Sometimes I wonder why God gave us both such opposite minds, like fire and ice. So we may bend, cause this give and take, but blood's not like water. No, we won't break. And I know you will be by my side, my side. Bigger than me now, we're getting too old. We haven't always got along, and we still won't. I never knew that I would be blessed with a little brother to call my best friend. You were my rude awakening. 3 years old. 3 years old.
94.1 KXOJ. There's Kobe James from your, is it an EP? Is that what you call it?
It's called a mixtape, but mixtape. That's a fancy word for an EP.
Wow, yeah. Kobe, that is so good. I just got chills and I have to say a few tears. It's a song you wrote about your little baby brother, yes, when he was born. If you want to hear that again, you get to hear that tonight out in Bixby. He's going to be singing that live for us right there. That's in the right. Park there, Charlie. That's right. Young.
Tell us the story about how you recorded that song. It was so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wrote this song a while back, and like I said, before I moved, but I've had many, many versions of this that I've recorded, and none of them felt quite right. I just struggled with recording it. It was something that I always played live and worked well, but translating that was always hard. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up actually traveling back home. After I moved to Nashville, long after that, I traveled back home for, actually Danny Gokey was playing and I was opening for him. And I was staying at my house that I grew up in, and I brought my studio equipment. And I just set up like a little pop-up studio rig. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I had a deadline for this mixtape and I had to get it done. And I was like, I'm just gonna do it. And it was kind of beautiful because I got to record it in the house that I grew up in. And I went downstairs and grabbed that home video and recorded it and put it in the intro. And it was just really therapeutic for me to be able to like do that around my brother where I grew up. And I think that was pretty neat. So All the sounds that you're hearing is like me in my old house. And I just think it's cool.
I'm sure he thinks that's pretty neat too, Kobe.
He does. He's much more stoic than I am. But but this song is one that he's always vocalized that he just really loves, and that's, I think, great. That's so cool.
Well, yeah. If I was your brother, I'd be crying.
Or your mother, or your dad, or your sister. Well, Kobe, thanks so much for being here, stopping by, getting up early with us. And again, we're excited about the show tonight and all the music, not only your new song, Brand New, but this one and all the things that God's going to bring us through you.
Oh, absolutely. So. Thank you guys so much. It's been an absolute pleasure being here and just talking with you guys.
Well.